Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The weather may be out of our control for now, but it's not beyond our control.
There's no reconciliation here when you raid somebody's house.
Right now, half of us, if not more than half, just don't believe in justice.
Attorney General Garland, preserve your documents and clear your calendar.
Yeah, that was the quote from Kevin McCarthy with, of course, the minority leader currently in the House, maybe soon to be the majority leader after November, after the raid at Mar-a-Lago yesterday. Not much happened on Monday, did it? I'm telling you, I'm sitting there doing a little show prep last night, and that alert comes over, and I was like, wow, what in the world is going on here? In fact, it made me wonder when it gets down to that, what does it mean to live in a banana republic? What does that mean? Well, it's generally characterized as a politically unstable country. Dependent upon the export of natural resources. Well, I mean, come on. We're selling our strategic reserve oil to China, and we're sending the FBI to raid the home of a former president. I think we currently fit the description of a banana republic. That is just that's kind of where we're going. It's kind of embarrassing.
Is that why you brought a banana to work today?
I did. I felt like if I was at a banana. In fact, I just ate my banana. Since I live in a banana republic, I had a banana for breakfast.
I got one too.
Did you see? Perfect. I'm just telling you, we're all filling the banana thing this morning.
Serendipity.
Oh my goodness. We're going to continue talking more about this. I got Tommy Lahren coming up at about 6:20 here. Of course, Fox News contributor. She's on the Fox News commentary. And you see her all the time on Big Fox on there. And I'd love to get her take on this because of people are shell shocked, quite frankly, this morning. Other than the people at MSDNC who are still tap dancing, and I'll play you some of that here before the morning is over. John Lamping is going to join us at about 6:37. What happens now? That moving forward, I was looking at Real Clear Politics yesterday. It's a site you should include in your search engine if you enjoy politics, obviously as much as I do. But they always keep a map up there with a look at the Senate and the House and all of that stuff. And I'm shocked to look when I look at the Senate map on there. They don't have Missouri listed as a dark red seat. That's what we're going to talk to John Lamping about this morning. I was a little shocked by that. Now, they've got Missouri pink, basically, as kind of, you know, leaning likely GOP, but not safe. Do you think that's a thing? I don't think Trudy Bush Valentine's got a prayer, and I don't know who's going to vote for John Wood, Liz Cheney's lawyer. I don't know who's going to vote for him. But he's still in the race so far as we know. So that's what we'll kick around with John Lamping this morning about 6:45. In other news with Scott, and of course next hour, Danny DeFine is going to join us in here, anxious to get his thoughts on this. Obviously, some of us have been around long enough to have lived through all of that Hillary stuff, even the Sandy Berger breaking into the, it didn't break in. He went into the National Archives, took out classified documents and shoved them in his socks and walked out of the building and then went home and tore them up into little pieces and like burned them. What was he hiding? They're not even completely sure what he took. There was an entire congressional investigation about the Sandy Berger case where he went into the archives and he stole stuff. There's no allegation of that here by Donald Trump. This, by the way, was completed in 2007, the investigation into Sandy Berger's theft of classified documents. In case you're wondering, Sandy Berger didn't do any jail time or anything. He ultimately got probation or something for whatever he did. Theft and destruction of classified documents. So there's a whole bunch to talk about this morning. Before the show is over, though, we're also going to get my friend Annie. Fry is going to be here. Love to get Annie's take on this situation. What happens next? How does it affect? Or does it affect the midterms? And of course, she's trying to help out the politicians, the people who are Republicans over in the great state of Illinois. In fact, there's a rally later tonight, and she's going to be there, and she's going to join us to talk about it at about 8:30. This morning. So we'll get to that. You may or may not have noticed the theme this morning, Carl.
There's a theme?
There's a theme.
There is.
Olivia Newton-John passed away yesterday. We were talking about that a little earlier. So Carl has picked some of her greatest hits to play
so
for
many.
Us this morning.
And I'm trying to play the more up-tempo ones. I played the mellow ones to start us off, but now the tempo's gone up. And Mark, someone just mentioned on Facebook, we are currently in YouTube jail.
Yes. So that apparently happened yesterday. We got a second strike against us in YouTube jail. Now, I wasn't told what that was, Carl. I'm guessing it was some BMI violation.
No, it was.
No, it was not music?
It was not music. It was content. Someone reported us yesterday for something. I don't
Scooter,
know what.
Scooter, stop that. Scooter's our morning Facebook troll.
We love you though.
Yeah, who knows? Somebody didn't like something that that we said yesterday.
Or don't know
that
what
Robin
it is.
Said, Robin or I won probably hacked somebody off.
But I think it was Friday because we couldn't get on yesterday. So
okay.
So what did you do on Friday?
I don't know. It's always my goal is to piss off a liberal. So
Victoria said something and then got the hell out of here.
If I succeeded, then there you go. But anyway, the YouTubers, the big tech people have their foot on our neck, so to speak. So you won't be able to find us on the YouTube channel today. I apologize for that. I really do. But we are live on Facebook. We are live on the website, 971talk.com, on the Odyssey app. You can take us wherever you're going or in the car, however you got there. So I'm proudly in YouTube jail this morning. How about that? When we come back, Tommy Lahren from Fox and John Lamping at the bottom of the hour. Stay tuned.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The breaking Fox News alert. The FBI has raided former President Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago. Feds were executing a search warrant. President Trump issued a statement on the raid saying this: "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group."
Yeah, there you hear Fox last night reporting on this right after it happened with reaction from President Trump. What a shocking turn of events yesterday. Let me get to Tommy Lahren joining us this morning. Obviously, Fox News contributor. She got a new Fox News commentary that's going to be running on stations across the country. Tommy, welcome in.
Oh, thank you for having me on this slow news day, of course.
Nothing going on. Every day I walk in here, they've laid something else on my lap for me to talk about. This one, though, Tommy, is unprecedented and makes us look like, some Central American country that has no idea what's going on. And this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's reprehensible. And I've been saying since it happened, there better be a very, very good explanation for all of this. And they should have gone in there, and whatever they were looking for, they better have found it, and it better be some kind of big bombshell thing. Because if it's a nothing burger, if it's even lukewarm, oh boy, there's going to be hell to pay. And that should be the feeling of every American, by the way, not just Trump supporters, not just conservatives, not just Republicans. Every American should be terrified at how terrified the swamp is of Donald J. Trump.
Well, they should be, but of course they're Maggie Haberman over on CNN is already tap dancing. Wait for this.
We're all going to remember being together on this night, because this is a night where you are going to remember where you were. Even if this doesn't end up ultimately leading to, where Trump's critics and political opponents, and I don't mean in the White House, but I mean Democrats, some Democrats hope it would go. It's still a remarkable moment.
Oh, it's a remarkable moment, Tommy. Didn't you know that?
Did you hear how much she had to backtrack that word vomit? It's like she said the quiet part out loud, and she's basically sitting there like, oh boy, even if it didn't go how Hillary and Obama and Biden wanted it to go, boy, it's still going to be a great night.
Yeah.
Again, I think we're going to be replaying all of these, and it's going to sound really great in midterm times. I have a feeling that all this cheering from the left and how excited they are is going to crash and burn quicker than they know.
Tommy, I had thought this a week or two ago, and then I had a caller earlier this morning who pointed out that he thought it's an attempt to goad Donald Trump into announcing a run for the presidency before the midterms so his name would be on the ballot. Is that too much of a conspiracy theory?
No, I don't think it's entirely a conspiracy theory. I think it's one of two things. They're either trying to torpedo and sabotage Donald Trump so badly that he doesn't run, or that he loses in 2024, or so that he doesn't get Republican support. I don't think that's going to happen. That's going to be the backfire moment. Or they are smarter than we're giving them credit for, and they are less terrified of Donald Trump than they are of Ron DeSantis, and they're hoping that this gins up support for Donald Trump so they can run against him instead of DeSantis. That is something that I initially thought as well. Either one looks horrible for them, and neither one is going to work.
Yeah, I would agree. The first thing that came to my mind was that Roger Stone raid for a process crime. They raided that man's house in the middle of the night and just, happened to have a CNN crew along with them when it happened. This kind of stuff just reeks.
Yeah, imagine if our institutions cared as much about protecting the integrity of our nation, of protecting the American people, protecting the homeland and true justice as they do going after political rivals. Our country would look a lot different today, I can tell you that much. But no, instead they go after Donald Trump. They go after parents at school board meetings. That apparently seems to be their priority. And it's a real shame, because it reflects badly on law enforcement as a whole. And it really shouldn't, because these are not agents that represent the whole of law enforcement out there in the streets every day trying to do their job and protect Americans and communities. Unfortunately, though, it is going to be a stain on that entire community.
Well, no kidding. And if for your job and my job, it certainly makes life interesting. I know you're going to be doing Fox News commentary now. I've heard those run on this station before. That's going to be heard across the country, right?
Yeah, so we're going to be in all the affiliates. I'm now the exclusive voice of Fox News commentary twice a day. So it's just going to be all me. And boy, I have plenty to fit into 58 seconds every morning twice a day. I can tell you that much. Sometimes it's hard to keep it down to that short of content. So good thing I talk fast. But yes, I'm the new exclusive voice of the Fox News commentary, and I appreciate all your support.
Yeah, well, congratulations on that. It's just sort of like the Tommy Lahren soapbox, right?
Hey, listen, I will take it, because there's plenty to talk about and I got plenty to say.
Yeah. You know, I'm watching what's going on in this country, and I'm sure this is going to be part of your commentary here at some point, but you've got a group of people who are in charge, the House right now, the Senate and the White House, who suddenly decided that in the middle of of all indications of recession, we should go ahead and spend trillions of dollars more. And by the way, hire 87,000 new IRS agents.
Yeah, we should hire IRS agents and we should put more money into fighting climate change, because that's what the average American really cares about right now as they're struggling to find baby formula or afford their groceries. Again, this is just another attempt at Build Back Better, which we know is Build Back Worse, but now they've added in a side of tree hugging and virtue signaling. This is what the Democrats do. I believe it's all to just increase dependence upon the federal government. This has been their plan all along. They haven't been able to accomplish it. And honestly, I'm quite frankly very disappointed in Joe Manchin, and I think he's going to be very disappointed in himself.
Tommy Lahren, my guest from Fox, you know, I've worried for a long time that we've lost part of the younger generation. Obviously, in schools, we've seen the garbage that they get fed constantly from a young age. Is it going to take something like this to wake them up to the reality? Do you see that in your generation?
I think in my generation, the millennials are starting to wake up a little bit. I worry about the younger generations, of course, the Gen Zers out there that are just on TikTok. And, you know, of course, they're being educated and indoctrinated in our school. I worry about them. I realize that a lot of them don't understand what's going on, nor do they care. And that's the unfortunate part. But it's going to be up to parents. It's going to be up to us to make sure that we're delivering the message and delivering it strongly to beat through all of the pop culture nonsense and BS, because young people need to realize this is the greatest nation on the face of the earth. This nation is ruined. There's nowhere to flee to. So we better make sure we're preserving and protecting it. America first all the way.
Well done. If not here, where? That's a great point. Tommy Lahren, the new voice of Fox News commentary. Hey, great having you on this morning, Tommy. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. We'll talk soon. Tommy Lahren there, taking over. You'll hear her. You'll hear those vignettes run through the course of the day on Fox News affiliates across the country. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk to my friend John Lamping, former Missouri senator, and you know what happens next here. I told you earlier, Real Clear Politics has a map out showing Missouri kind of pink. I mean, not dark red, like likely Republican, but they seem to have some questions about this race this fall with Eric Schmidt and Trudy Bush Valentine and an independent thrown into the mix. We'll kick it around with John Lamping in just a minute.
You're listening.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do not underestimate how deliberately these people are committed to doing whatever it takes, including destroying the Constitution, in order to retain power. And that's going to be a major issue between now and the election this fall.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Newt. I would agree with that. Do not underestimate what they're willing to do to derail a second Trump presidency. And what they did to derail it in November of 2020. That's a separate story. But what they're now trying to do to keep him from getting elected a third time, effectively, they don't want him back in office. And there is a very good reason for that. Let me get to former Senator John Lamping. John, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
Great to have you on this morning. And, you know, before we get into the statewide stuff, what's your reaction to this raid in Mar-a-Lago?
Well, I guess it's just a logical extension of what's been going on up till now. You know, they did the same thing. They FBI raided Steve Bannon's home. They arrested Peter Navarro early in the morning. Those are both advisors to President Trump and kind of leaders in the MAGA movement. And my sense is that they're going to do everything they can to try to disqualify him to run for president. You know, there's a lot of different opinions being thrown around, but I think that they think they can make a legal case for why he shouldn't be able to run. I mean, they're afraid of him. And I think as far as our side is concerned, it's important that we all just rally around the president. And, you know, but there's still, I'm waiting to hear from kind of Mitch McConnell and the whole kind of establishment Republicans. Where are they on this? So far, they've said nothing. This is a classic example of when we talk about fighting the establishment Republican Party, it's the people that support President Trump and recognize this act for what it is, and those that will remain silent and fight against him in the shadows.
Yeah, interesting that we've heard nothing from Mitch McConnell, nothing out of the McConnell camp.
The establishment Republicans, they had a good week as far as they were concerned. It's a miserable week for the country. While all those, you know, it's amazing the elections were held a week ago. It feels like a month ago. But in the last week, they were able to put together a $300 billion pork bill that 17 Republicans supported to send money to the semiconductor industry. And then we all know what is happening right now with the reconciliation bill, another $800 billion pork bill that Republicans didn't do enough to stop. And when it's all said and done, Biden will get about a $3 trillion Build Back Better bill between last year and this year's. And the majority of it was supported by Republicans.
Yeah. Well, I mean, none of that should be surprising, but at least maybe for some people, this helps clear the fog and you can see who they are a little more clearly. Kevin McCarthy surprisingly came out pretty quickly and condemned this and basically said he'll order investigations as soon as the Republicans take over again in November. Johnny, you there? We've lost you here briefly.
You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's the important thing. We're going to win the House, and it's what the House does, especially in 2023. You know, they have the ability to subpoena and to investigate and oversight, and really that should be their primary focus. They're not going to be able to pass legislation because the president will be able to veto whatever they pass, but they may or may not. But I think they should just focus entirely on investigating what's gone on the last 2 years.
Yeah, no, I hope that they can do that for sure. Hey, let's talk about the Senate race for a minute. I was on Real Clear Politics yesterday, and it looks like their map hasn't quite caught up with their polling. But they basically have Missouri as a either leans GOP or likely GOP state, but not a slam dunk. So somebody up there is still a little worried, even though Eric Schmidt's the candidate.
Yeah, we shouldn't be worried. You know, Eric won overwhelmingly. His strength was on this side of the state. He really outperformed projections in places like St. Charles County and Jefferson County and Warren County. And, you know, Tulsi Bush Valentine is from this area, obviously. She's a very, very weak candidate, and she didn't beat Lucas Kuntz by all that much, even though she had a huge spending advantage, and she had the support of the institutional Democratic Party. And it's just not – she's just not going to even come close to challenging Schmidt. With John Woods is hanging around. But if anything, I think Woods could take votes away from Democrats. I mean, Trudy Bush Valentine really doesn't understand why she's running for the Senate, and you just don't get elected that way. And the other thing, when you look at that map on Real Clear Politics, there's you know, where the Democrats have opportunities to hold or to pick up are in places like, you know, Georgia, where they can hold, and Pennsylvania they could pick up. They're leading pretty handily in the polls there, so they're going to have to spend a lot of money there. The only vulnerability that Schmidt would have would be if there was something that the left wanted to expose with him, and they had the money to prosecute, you know, that issue. You know, Eric got through the primary relatively unscathed. No one else in the race had the resources that he had. You know, he spent nearly $20 million attacking his opponents, and his opponents never really attacked him. So if there's something out there that the left thinks they can exploit, they're still going to need $20 million or more to exploit it. And I just don't think the Democrats will have the resources to go after the seat here in Missouri. I think it's, for all practical purposes, very safe.
Yeah, interesting. Well, I appreciate your analysis on that. I also, looking at that map, I see Florida is like a light pink, which means it's likely GOP, but not a slam dunk. But when you look at the polls, the average, Rubio's up 9 points on Val Demings, who's a former congresswoman, the Democrat down there. And in some cases, he's up 11 or 12 points.
Yeah, some of the, you know, real clear politics, a lot of this is just through like a rolling 3 month average of polls. And one of the strategies that people that are way behind, they pursue, they'll actually commission a lot of different polls that are skewed, that everyone knows are horrible polls. Mm-hmm. It's just to kind of skew the averages. I don't think there's much of an issue there, especially, you know, what did happen yesterday is going to be interesting for me to watch, to see where DeSantis has come out, you know, adamantly against it. And, you know, I'm all along thought if Trump and DeSantis could just cut a deal in about 100 days that they're going to run as a ticket, I think they'd be relatively unstoppable. And if that's the case, then Rubio's relatively unstoppable in his reelection for sure.
Yeah, that's a good point. We're already seeing things heat up for governor next year in Missouri, too, John. I think the Lieutenant Governor Kehoe announced really early, because in every poll I've seen, Jay Ashcroft is well ahead of him.
That's right. It's going to be interesting. You know, last Tuesday, the conservative caucus had a pretty good night. They knocked off an incumbent, which was great, and then they replaced Schatz with a conservative, and they held other conservative seats. But I think they're still going to end up, you know, a vote or two short from being in leadership. And so the question is, does the conservative caucus, do they rally around a candidate for governor? You know, Kehoe is super, super moderate. I would say Kehoe is really just a conservative Democrat, is how he governs. And, you know, he really kind of untoward what he did. He declared his candidacy about 3 or 4 months ago, even though this cycle is not even over. And he'll have the complete support of all the institutions that supported Chris Koster last time around. And yeah, it would be curious to see if Jay can get groups like the Conservative Caucus to come out early and help support him. His strength, obviously, will be the other side of the state, and he'll need to do better here in the St. Louis area than the other U.S. Senate candidates that aren't from this area did in this last primary cycle.
Yeah, good point. John Lamping, thank you.
Oh, good, Mark. Good to be with you. Take care.
Take care yourself. We appreciate it. To former Senator John Lamping there. Coming up in other news, brought to you by Scott Jagow in just a couple minutes. Next hour, Danny DeFine joining us today, normally scheduled on Mondays. We're having him in the studio today, about 7:15. Get his thoughts on Mar-a-Lago and whatever else is on his mind. And Michael Hammond from Gun Owners of America. It is 2A Tuesday, 7:37. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news, brought to you by Scott.
Well, if you've been listening this morning, you know we're celebrating the life of Australian singer and actress Olivia Newton-John. She died Monday at the age of 73. It's remarkable that she's been dealing with breast cancer for 30 years.
Right.
And it came back for a third time about 5 years ago. And, you know, it's just so hard sometimes to fight off that thing.
Oh, I'm sure. It was a tremendous fight. I remember when she first got sick with it all those years ago.
She started out as a country singer in the 70s, and then she did Grease, and then she was a mega pop star in the 80s.
Yeah, I didn't realize that she won a talent contest of some sort at age 16 and then dropped out of high school to pursue music.
Smart of her.
Yeah, I guess it worked out.
She made the right choice. Kids don't do that.
Well, and with her death, I would have to say the two posters most likely to have hung in my room when I was a teenager, Farrah Fawcett and now Olivia Newton-John, are both gone.
Sandy in the Black Leather.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And there was also the leotard one from the physical video. Nice. But I remember 15, 16 years ago, she had a boyfriend who disappeared.
Yeah, they thought he had died, right?
He faked his own, according to Discovery Investigations, Investigation Discovery Channel.
Yeah.
They said that they found him in Mexico like 10 or 12 years after that. So it's never been confirmed that he's alive, but
that's weird.
They think they found him in Mexico.
Well, let's not talk about him.
Yeah.
All right.
She was great.
Olivia Newton-John.
Loved
rest
her.
In peace. Former Cardinal Matt Carpenter's been having a sensational season with the Yankees. Well, it could be over.
What?
Last night, Carpenter broke his left foot when he fouled off a 90-mile-an-hour pitch from a Seattle Mariners guy. He's out indefinitely. They do say he might be able to come back in late September, but he's been a front runner for American League Comeback Player of the Year. He's been fantastic.
He's like leading.
Cardinal fans gave him a great welcome home, didn't they?
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't that nice?
All three games.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, so hopefully the news will be better here in the next couple of weeks.
Good luck to Carp, yeah, for sure.
It wasn't we didn't do it.
No. Authorities in California have charged a woman with 6 counts of murder for a crash last week that killed 6 people. Nicole Linton is a traveling nurse who ran a red light going 90 in her Mercedes. There's gas station surveillance video of this, and it is horrific. She flies through this intersection, and everything just explodes. She could get 90 years in prison. Among the victims, a pregnant woman and her 11-month-old baby. Good grief. When you think about what's going on in South Grand, where I live, the pedestrians getting hit. What is going on?
I don't know. And a witness said that she had been in an argument with her boyfriend and stormed out of the house and got in the car and took off.
And she was in the hospital, and as soon as she got gain of function, they arrested her.
Oh, I don't know how she survived.
Yeah, I don't either.
The CDC is warning people about swimming in freshwater rivers and lakes. That's after a Missouri man died swimming in Iowa this summer. Do you know this story?
I don't.
Okay. What killed him? A brain-eating amoeba. Not going to try to pronounce it. While this amoeba is rare, it's deadly. Only 4 people out of 155 cases since 1962 have survived.
Ooh.
Doctors say, you know, try to keep your nose out of the water or wear a nose clip. Or just stick to the swimming pool.
Wow, that's frightening for those of us who like to go to the lake.
It is frightening.
It couldn't survive in the Lake of the Ozarks. I think the water's too dirty down
too much
there.
Alcohol
but yeah,
in
but potentially.
Well, you guys are fisher people.
Yes.
A fisherman in Idaho reeled in a massive catfish, 43 inches long, 32 around, inches around, 37 pounds. It is a state record. The fish was released back into the water after being measured and weighed. Google it. It's unbelievable.
I think Bo sent us that reel from Instagram.
Of the fish. Yeah.
Of the guy catching the fish. It's huge.
It is. 30, what was the circumference?
32 inches around.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, at least he got his money
worth.
Yeah,
and he put it in
on that one.
That fish is still back out there.
We got pictures of the guy grilling the capybara the other day, didn't
yes.
we, Carl, that he caught down in the St. Mary's River.
Good eatings, he
yeah,
said.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, coming up, my friend Danny Define in studio and Michael Hammond from Gun Owners of America on 2A Tuesday at 7:37.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.